recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got it on, gentlemen, family. Why does that make you laugh, Drew?
Because it's so funny.
I'm not sure what's funny about it. Because but I agree with you. It's funny, but I'm not sure what's funny about it.
It has deteriorated into grunts that loosely approximate the musicality of what you normally say, and it's grunts, and we know what you're saying.
But I also realize it's sort of like when you talk to homeless people and you sort of know what they're saying, even though there's. It's an interesting thing if you get a bad phone connection and every third word is skipping out, you still know what they're saying.
But in this case, if you were to slow it down, it'd be, hang on. No choice, hang on.
I
know they're taking on specialists.
I want to thank LifeLock at LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. And TheraWorks Relief. TheraWorks Relief. .com, TrueCar.com. Download Pluto TV for all your devices.
It's like the Picasso of vocal intonation, the Picasso of announcements. You've taken it down to its barest sort of qualities.
But you know, it's
and
weird.
You still recognize it as what you meant to say.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I do know impersonations, but I do something called Jay Gibberish, which is a Jay Leno gibberish. And you can sort of go like, so I was there and I was talking to Jay and I was telling him I'm working on a new documentary about cars, Willie T. Ribbs. I said, yeah, you'd enjoy it, Jay. Yeah, all right, we can bring it by and we'll do a screening at the garage. You're going to host the Peterson Gala? Oh, okay. Well, you do what you got to do. It's about cars. It doesn't take much time. There's a gibberish where you could do sort of what Jay. You can actually have a conversation with Jay.
But when
Leno.
He gets excited, let's try to do it. He gets excited, it can have a little special quality to it. So Jay, you're going to be at the Peterson Museum hosting? It's got to be somewhat of an honor. You got so
much. I can't get excited. I'm too tired as Jay gibberish. I saw him do stand up, though, at the gibberish. At the gibberish, the Peterson gibberish, car museum. He's on top of his game, man. He was really funny. I really enjoyed it. Drew,
yeah,
you're a Jew, right?
No,
you feel threatened in today's society?
No.
Well,
although I'm a little talk about co-opting. 2% of the population, 58% of the hate crimes.
The Jews,
yeah.
Oh
yeah, and when people say hate crimes, they never ever include Jews in the sort of discussion about what they mean.
Well, there's kind of a thing which is
they deserve it. Is that your thing?
No,
oh, okay.
I've decided that the language is what's being controlled to the point where things like. Hobby Lobby's denying birth control to their female employees. Like, not denying. They're not denying it. They're not paying for it.
Right.
But that's very different than denying. And right. By the way, denying, as I've said, denying Gary of lunch makes me a cruel boss. Mm-hmm. Not paying for his sandwich every day just makes me the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be exceptionally generous and say, I shall buy you lunch every day, or you can use your own money and your own time to buy lunch. But there is no part we're denying.
Yeah, but they
denying
would, they
access
would, you know what
to
they
lunch.
Would do. They would go,
I don't know what that
well,
means.
What if they can't afford birth control? Isn't it the same thing? Isn't it effectively denying it to them because they can't afford it?
No, because, well, first off, is birth control 89 cents a day, or is it $1.19 a day, or is it 51 cents a day? I don't know what birth control is. I imagine that everyone who says they can't afford it has cable. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if you really want to just distill it down to, if you're working full time for Hobby Lobby or whomever, you have a full time job, you're making presumably $13 to $20 an hour, whatever you're making, then you have an income. Now, how you choose to spend it, that's sort of your, that'll be up to you, but yep. That's not denied.
Yep.
It's not denying access.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, when Gavin Newsom says black and Hispanic people don't have access to checking accounts in California, half, by the way, he stated. That's not access. It's you, they've chosen not to have checking accounts. It can't be half. That's an insane number that I'm sure he was lying about. But there's a difference in the language.
If it is half, they ought to be solving that.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be nice if that was considered a problem. Now, in terms of the language, you hate crimes are committed against minorities. We have changed the definition of minority from smaller amount of people to people who weren't doing well financially and beyond. So Asians and Jews, since they're above Caucasians in the median income and all the yardsticks you use to sort of measure a group success, education, income, family status, you know, whatever, degrees, advanced degrees, blah, blah, blah. Since Asians and Jews are outpacing white folk in that world, it's basically, you know, Asian, Jew, Jew, Asian, and then whitey, and then Hispanic and black, or whatever it is.
So they're not oppressed.
They're not oppressed. So, well,
not by
everybody who looks different than Dolph Lundgren is being oppressed.
Okay.
They somehow have figured out, see, look, I'm scared of people who look different than me.
Okay.
Somehow unable to oppress the Eastern Indian people and the Asian people and blacks from Africa, not from Chicago, but from Africa, and then Jews. But I am effectively oppressing black people from this country and Hispanics. Oh, and women, sometimes. Although there seems to be a lot of successful women. They live longer, and there's more of them in college. But anyway, I'm doing a fair to middling job at oppressing women. I'm doing a kick-ass job at oppressing black people and a decent job at oppressing Hispanics. Jews in the oppression department, not so good. And not same
so,
with
so that's why you got to focus on hate crime.
Well, here's the thing. Hate crimes are for minorities. Minority is a status not by having fewer numbers, but by not. It's now been redefined to not doing well financially in this country. And thus, the Jews are excelling financially in this country. So it's hard to commit a hate crime against a minority that's not really a minority because they're doing well.
Therefore, they're doing the oppressing.
They may be involved.
They have to be.
I haven't seen them at any of the meetings, but I'll bring it up when I go through the minutes of the last meeting, as I'm apt to do. All right. Let me tell you about – it is interesting, the whole – just the concept of minority seems a little bit flawed in today's
– Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I want to talk about Don Lemon's comment about white men being the source of terror.
My favorite part about all that goes on CNN and MSNBC is you have a person who's explaining that old white men are the cause of all the pain in the universe, and there's an old white guy who's sitting next to the person who's saying that, which...
Well, by the way, the man who said that, we're talking about Don, is married to a middle-aged white man.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, not his guy. Right. Let me tell you about LifeLock. For over 3 years, a software vulnerability in the Google Plus social media network gave third-party developers potential access to almost 500,000 users' data. With your personal info from data exposure, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, buy property, all ruining your good credit. So many threats in today's connected world. Just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. They're the best. They're LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions in all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply. So I wanted to float a theory to you. So Don Lemon said that, you know, white men are the source of terror, and particularly right radicalized white men.
Sure.
You want to hear it?
Oh, the Don Lemon quote? Let's hear it. Yeah, sure.
All right. This was last week, I think.
So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
So poor Don, he's not going to demonize anybody except white men, except because they need to be demonized.
That's pretty broad net.
Yeah. But here, let me float a theory I think I've mentioned to you before, though. So watch this. Mm-hmm. So there's several different interesting thoughts I had about that statement. One was, well, first of all, violence and terror, you can take women out of that. Except when they're radicalized in sort of like a military sense, if they're weaponized.
How about Sister Soldier?
When they're weaponized. They can be weaponized.
I loved her.
But
miss her.
Women do not. It's young men typically. And in a country where most people are white, it's going to be mostly white young men that do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they sort of are disproportionately represented. That's what this case they say. But now some of that is they forget to tell you that most of that or a significant part of that is terrorism against abortion clinics. Of course, mm-hmm. they don't think about that as terrorism, but that's a big piece of what went on that the white guy was doing. So, fine.
We white men in general.
Yeah.
And their terroristic attacks.
Mm-hmm. So here's an interesting – I want to float this theory. I don't know if I floated to you before.
Hmm.
So this country, when it was a wilderness, the guys from England and Spain and Holland that decided to come over here were not exactly the guys – you know, sipping tea in the king's foyer.
Mm-hmm.
They were the criminals. They were people that were let out of prison to go do this, you know, as an option to prison. They were alcoholics. They were like – it was a genetically fucked up group came over,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first – the people that we are – the white European descendants from which we come,
uh-huh.
if you are your descendant of original settlers – are going to be of a certain genetic makeup.
I love where you're going here, but I'm trying to think of like how many people are daughters of the American Revolution.
That's right.
Like
okay.
How many?
No, it's right. There were many, and of course they brought black people over with them, and there was other people that came. But for the most part, people that decided it was a good idea to get on those ships, not your average citizen.
Well, look, anybody who came here anyone who came to this country before ships had steam power.
Oh, yeah.
So these are people who are going to get on a wooden sailing ship and travel for months. I don't know. Hey, Gary?
Yes, sir.
The voyage from, let's just say, Europe to the United States on a wooden sailing ship was X amount of weeks. You know, back in the day.
How many of them actually ended up where they're supposed to end up? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm saying.
So this says that usually took at least 6 weeks and could take as long as 2 to 3 months.
There you go.
Anyone who made the agreement to get on that ship was escaping something
right.
or certainly a sort of stock that said, I'll roll the dice.
Right. So alcoholic. Right. I call those right. alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's who came over. Then, amongst those, there was a group of total nut jobs that thought it was a good idea to get in a wagon and roll on through the Indians' territory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think who those people were.
Right.
So amongst the genetically sort of oblique, the ones who thought it was a great idea to move on west, No wonder all the mass shootings, all the white middle-aged males that are out in Nevada and in the western United States is where all these people and all the, you know, the Jeffrey Dahmers and all the crazy, crazy, crazy people tend to be kind of west, which is sort of interesting, isn't it?
I love an origin story.
I don't have the data to know if they are like from the stock that came on over the hill here in the
century, but I get what you're saying.
Megan? And so it makes sense. There's sort of a genetic story here that people need to take a look at too. So I'm just saying.
All right. Well, look, it's in our genes. Don Lemon. I never, and it's been brought up before. I never. Yeah, where was Dahmer from?
The first line
like
of
in
his...
Fresno or Sacramento or something, or was he? Wait a minute, hold on. I don't want you to tell me.
You got it.
He was, goddamn, Indiana, Wisconsin, shit. It was like one of those places.
He was known as the blank cannibal or the blank monster, and the blank is the name of the city.
Oh.
But by the way, the Midwest is included in that.
Oh, okay. Milwaukee.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you.
But it was. Ask me when my mom's birthday is.
When's your mom's
birthday? Who?
You've been to Milwaukee in the winter?
She's still alive?
You've been to Milwaukee in the winter? You had to have
I'm sure Mike has dragged me there so I could play a theater.
You have to have a screw loose to move.
We went to fucking Winnipeg in January. I'm sure we've been to Milwaukee in December.
To Fredonia, New York.
So. So I like what you're saying. I get what you're saying. The part I always feel weird about, or not weird about, but I can never quite wrap my mind around is Don Lemon is black and he usually talks to middle-aged or older white guys.
And he's married to one, and he just says this stuff to them.
And there's two parts of the equation I think are weird. One is that he says that to them because it feels, I mean, obviously he's been empowered a lot lately because he didn't start off this way. But saying that, like, you know, I have a nanny, she's Guatemalan. If I said, like, you know, the problem is it's these women. From Guatemala. I mean, that's the issue. It's the middle-aged women from Guatemala. I mean, I would feel very weird and uncomfortable saying that to her constantly. And then also, it would be strange for her to sit there and just nod her head knowingly. Like, I bet she would pipe up and say, well, not all women are not me or I'm not.
But you can't be talking about the whole country. Right-leaning, right radicalized. So not you.
Well, we've clarified it. But also, I don't know, the notion of attaching a race to everything all the time. It seems disingenuous, but it also feels. And sorry if I'm searching for words, but if I were a minority on a station or I suppose the only way I can discuss it is the only heritage I can wring out of the bar rag of my DNA is I'm half Italian. And if I found myself constantly referring to Italian peoples, Italians, you know, historically being oppressed, Italians doing the work that the Irish wouldn't do, and the word WAP is very offensive. Like, if I just kept sort of getting back to a theme, or even I was talking about gondolas and pizzas and stuff like that, if I just kind of kept weaving ravioli into every discussion and I just kept talking about Mussolini and Alfa Romeos and stuff. Like, at a certain point, I'd feel a little self-conscious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, there's a gubernatorial race in Florida. Good. Let me see if I can graft a little Italian heritage onto that and explain how the one guy's part Italian. And obviously, that's a dog whistle to non-Italians. Like, I'd feel really self-conscious and weird. Self-conscious. Super self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. It wouldn't occur to me. It'd be the problem. And that's white privilege.
I don't know why Don Lemon doesn't feel self-conscious about like constantly just sort of grafting race and specifically black race into most of his conversations.
Here's what people have to understand. Media, 24-hour news cycle on cable news, 24-hour delivery of news, has, because you can get it on your phone now, it's not become about news any longer because it's on your phone constantly. The phone gets it quicker than anything. Mm-hmm. So they can't compete in news anymore. So they have to get your eyes somehow. It's a commercial enterprise, period, period. Mm-hmm. It's a commercial enterprise that gains its commercial success by capturing eyeballs. And it does so through doing extreme sorts of – expressing extreme emotions, which attract our eyes. Now, it's up to us not to watch. If we watch, it's on us. So they're going to keep doing it. And they're caught in a death match with Trump where they take anything he says personally and then express all this outrage on the heels of it. But that then becomes a means of gaining commercial success. So they're going to keep doing it.
Right. But can I tell you what would be more effective?
Tell me.
I'll tell you in a second. First, I'll tell you about TrueCar. Yeah, the news.
Delivering the news. Maybe how about they delivered the news?
Well, there is no the news anymore. There's just how you perceive events.
Yeah.
TrueCar. I'll give you a tip. TrueCar, they help people get used cars with a certified dealer network, a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory in a simpler buying experience. Whether you buy new or you buy used, you see what other people pay, so you know you're getting a good deal. You lock in your price. You enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, you go with TrueCar. You go online. You find your car. You lock in your price. You get your certificate. You go to your certified TrueCar dealer. They compete against other certified TrueCar dealers to get your business. So even amongst the TrueCar family, there's a competition for your dollar. Again, ready to buy new or used? Check out TrueCar. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Hey, we have a 1,000th show coming up soon.
Anybody
make a note of that?
How do you know?
Because I just saw something.
We're still several weeks away, but we're definitely on it.
Oh, that's crazy.
We know how much landmark episodes mean to Adam, so we'll be sure to point it out.
I brought it up because I knew Adam wouldn't.
I don't know why those things never mean anything.
Because you have a brain and your brain tells you that's arbitrary and it's just a reason to make note of something. That's all. Humans like having reasons to make something special or different. It's something with how we lay down memories and things too.
It feels the way I'm wired, it feels like a waste of time to even keep track.
Yes.
Of the numbers of episodes you've done. I'm always kind of interested. Like when I was young, I had a friend named Rudy, who was later featured in an episode of Hoarders.
Oh my God. Was Rudy the guy that went nuts on you guys when you went to Mexico?
Probably.
He would drink and go crazy?
Probably.
Oh my God. I didn't know he was on Hoarders. Oh.
I was told. And I was... Evidently, there are a few people in my life that have been featured on an episode of Hoarders. But we used to drive around, and he was a perfectly nice guy. He had a good sense of humor. And he had a big American sort of land yacht, you know, Chrysler, whatever, back when it was kind of a novelty in the mid-'80s to not be driving anything but a Honda or Celica right. or something, you know, in California and L.A., Plymouth Belvedere or something.
No, he drove a B210.
He'd go fill it up. And every time he filled it up, he kept a little log like in his glove box and he would open the little sort of detective's pad like, yeah, ma'am, just the facts, you know, and they'd flip
but
the page
was,
over.
But this
like,
for taxes?
No.
Oh, just
it's not for anything. It's just he would write it down like, okay, 13 gallons, 28th, January. 1987, you know, and put it back in this thing. And I was, of course, very scattered. And I would just go, why are you doing that? And he's going, well, keeping track of how much gas I use and how much whatever. And I'd say, but then to do what with? You know, you're gonna change your driving style? I was like, no, I got average 13 miles a gallon last week. Right. And then you average 12 the next week and 14 the week after that. But what do you – he would just sort of compulsively. It was always just logging data, you know. Yeah. And I would keep saying, like, but for what? But for what?
There's the hoarders thing.
And he'd say, because I should, because I have to, because of whatever. And my wiring was always like, well, why are you wasting your own time? Mm. Unless we're going to go back and look at this. I don't look at, by the way, I don't think of like diaries this way. Like, oh, it'd be fun to look at a diary from when you're 21.
I would suspect the fundamental source of this is birthdays. That you're making note of the passage of time, and they have numbers associated with them, and we give special mystical powers to numbers.
Well, the birthday means nothing to me.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Because but everyone who came before you and came after you, it just doesn't – I know it seems soulless, but
– glad you heard that.
Every human being has a birthday. There are millions of people that share your birthday.
I know.
And, you know, all for an excuse to go out and have dinner on a Friday night, but it doesn't feel like you did anything.
But humans need to acknowledge that they exist and that they're seen.
But how about we celebrate accomplishment? I always wanted achievement. I want achievement.
Did 1,000 shows.
Yeah, but we're just sitting here talking about doing shows.
It's you and me. It's the worst part. It's us.
I mean, I don't even know what 1,000 shows is.
No, it's us. It's our accomplishment, so therefore it's worthless.
I don't – I wish I didn't have a birthday. I wish I was born on the 32nd of May.
You wish you didn't have a belly button?
I wish I didn't have a belly button. Or that I had one and it was filled with sand. And it's not a morose thought. It's not a depressing thought. I love achievements. I love trophies. Yes. I love plaques. Yeah. I love standing on a podium.
For real things. For things that are actually accomplished.
The best. Yeah. And I want that.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that I get to be first team all Valley for the rest of my life is the greatest thing ever. I'll be old and decrepit and shitty and whatever. Yes. You can never take it away.
And we can never forget it because you
we can never forget
you'll keep reminding us.
Every 15 to 20 minutes.
If they only had TheraWorks relief back then, because you get the cramp, they tell you to stop drinking water, whatever the hell they told you back then.
More salt tablets.
Yeah, more salt tablets are craziness. Well, now TheraWorks relief would give you a very rapid relief for the cramp and none of the pain afterwards because your muscles are relieved. They can bolt you out of a sound sleep. They can interrupt your daily life. They can prevent you from exercising, but not with TheraWorks Relief. Non-greasy foam proven to relieve muscles cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. Plus, with daily use, twice daily use, TheraWorks Relief can prevent the cramps before they start. And if you don't think disruption of sleep and inability to exercise is a significant health issue, think again. It takes only minutes to apply, absorbs quickly. It works. I've been giving it to my patients. I've been talking about it everywhere. TheraWorks Relief, holidays around the corner. If you know someone who suffers from these things, believe me, they will be grateful. My patients and family give it to other people, and they're happy with it. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, or at your pharmacist. They're as enthused as I am because you no longer have to take a pill to treat muscle cramps. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Now, you know what would be helpful, Drew, as I was saying, be more effective way of delivering the news is to occasionally agree. For instance, if you would like me to hate President Trump or Dr. Drew, instead of just telling me what Dr. Drew has done wrong or what the president has done wrong, constantly and endlessly without interruption, every once in a blue moon you go, well, Drew did help that one elderly woman, but that's rare. Let's not lose track of the fact that he's a alcoholic misogynist who gouges his elderly patients, because it tends to make me believe the negative. If you toss in the occasional recognition of something.
Well, so it makes them human. So it's like not just a caricature.
Yeah, and it also makes me believe you believe what you're saying. One of the guys I always enjoy is Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson frequently, in the middle of debating somebody about something, goes, well, I do agree with you
that's
on
a good
that.
Point. Yeah.
If that,
well, that's what intellectually honest people do. And that's what they want to do. They want to be changed.
And if that was your if I think that should be a bipartisan thing, and if that's something you're for, then we do agree on that. Mm-hmm. And then so the next thing he says, I tend to believe he believes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he did say, oh, we can agree on that, or I do agree with you on that, or I sat here prepared to disagree with everything that came out of your mouth, but not that. That I agree with.
Yeah.
And if you say that, which is bound to come up now and again during a debate or during a discussion, and you're intellectually honest, then it tends to make me believe what you're saying
Not only do you look like someone who's genuinely trying to assess the accuracy of the situation or the facts, you're also learning, expanding, and other people expand with you, and you're role modeling this thing we've been saying everybody should be doing, which is discoursing and listening to everybody and more collaboration, right?
Yeah, I had him on my show a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, you do tend to do that. And he said, well, I like to learn stuff.
Exactly. That's how you learn stuff. That's how I feel. I want my mind changed.
Yes.
Because if it's changed, I've grown.
Right.
If you can't change it, it's because you're not giving me a good argument or good information. Here's good information. Pluto TV, leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. I don't know how much more strongly to say this. They don't ask for a credit card. They don't ask you to sign up. You just go to the App Store, you download the app, and boom, the menu shows up on your phone, and you're watching TV.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Pluto TV is the easy, completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies all for free. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You should not be waiting. If you're waiting, there's something wrong with you. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream. And don't forget to check out the new Chassis channel, the Corolla channel.
That's right.
Now available on 501. Do you know what movies are up there or shows or anything?
Oh, we have, I think, Going Racing. I think the series I did, I think the Newman Docs running up there. I think the 24-Hour War is running up there.
Oh, my gosh. So still your best stuff. All right, so go check out Chassis Channel at Pluto TV, but you got to download the app first.
All right, check out the live podcast in Anaheim at the Grove with Rob Riggle. That'll be Friday, November 30th. And you can go to adamcarolla.com for the swag and find out about the cruise and Chassis, the aforementioned Chassis, of course. Corolla drinks as well, Drew.
Go to drdrew.com. Please sign up for the contact list. Check out that Opium series. We got a whole that's going to come out as an audiobook any day now. And be a part of it. We got a lot of stuff going on there. Check out the family of pods, drdrew.com.
And say hi to Rob Riggle, the aforementioned Rob Riggle over Podcast One with Riggle's Picks. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? Nope, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, our channel, available now on Pluto TV. Stick around for the AP News.